I want to ask you a question about the tech body. I remember talking to you a couple weeks ago. You said the tech body is inside of us.
This was nice. See, we fuck with you because otherwise we'd say it's none of your goddamn business. But instead, we'll talk and talk to you and engage in that. Isn't that nice? See, that's good.
Yeah,
we wouldn't give everybody else that. We wouldn't give everybody else that because it's not like, who the fuck is you? You ain't even qualified to be in this conversation alone. What are you doing? It made no goddamn difference what we doing. We doing what we do. But instead, you got the soft version. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I'm just trying to see what's up.
You genuinely care. You're interested in what's really going on. That's the difference, you see. The intimation of the question has all to do with the asker and how you're asking. That's what we've said all along. And that's why we answer Bob's questions different. We know where he's coming from. But if you mock his words, sometimes you'll get a different answer often.
Mm.
And it's because it's coming from you if you're interested in the topical conversation. But if you're not, shit, we're liable to go anywhere. We can go fucking crazy. We ain't no telling what you get. You get what you get. Just bad backing up the whorehouse, you get what you get.
That's funny. We talked about the tech body. You said the tech body is already in our bodies, right? Was the tech body, was it always there since birth or since our existence of knowing we were actually had a meat sex body?
We can answer that. This is easy.
Okay.
Do you know how people make fun of things when your parents, something will come along and they'll hand it to you and say, here, program their VCR, or here, program the remote control, or here.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they do that? The babies come in more programmed with the new.
Mm-hmm.
So each tier, each level, they're born more attuned to technology than the generation before. Because they've never been in a world like yourself. You remember what a VCR even is? Do they have VCRs?
I remember VCRs. I got caught watching porn to a VCR when I was a kid. That's pretty funny. My dad left his porn tape downstairs and I put it in the VCR in my room and I left it in my VCR. So one day I came back home ready to watch the porn and my dad recorded himself telling me why I shouldn't watch porn. It was the funniest shit ever. I'm thinking I'm about to watch Big Booty Bitches and it's my dad sitting on a chair saying, son, porn is not good. I'm like, oh, but the most embarrassing thing.
And it's kind of like, dad, how'd you know this was porn? How'd you know this was porn? It wasn't my porn. This is a goddamn, it's your porn, Paul.
It's your
I'm
shit.
Just doing what
yeah, exactly.
You it's your shit. Yeah, that's good.
But so basically the tech body, depending on when you were born, is if the tech body was in you. Is that what you're saying?
No. See, the tech body was turn of the century. They had a Victrola. You had to crank the Victrola. This was even before there was electricity. You had the same thing. It's just differing degrees and variances. Then they had the shortwave radio. Then they had the analog radio. Then you had digitized signal. It's just progressed, but it's all the same thing. That's where Bob's bodies came from. This first segregation came from the bodies.
So the tech body has always been there, but the tech body wasn't always trying to take over. Now it's trying to take over.
Well, who knows? How do you know? Maybe it was just a long, long slide down the hill. You don't know. That's the rub. You don't know that. You don't know. Maybe it won. Maybe it won long ago and it just now found out that the battle was over. Maybe it didn't know it won. And now they're saying, oh, fuck y'all. I won. Let's go. Say something.
Mm. Okay.
See, that's the difference now. Before, that was talking about probability. We aren't talking about probability anymore. That kind of has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all set. Not a good, necessarily a good way. But we're going to see. We got to see. We're just going to get... Dude, we got to see. Not looking good.
Okay.
Just saying. Best news I got for you, young man. Best news I got for you, young man, is you ain't in fucked up California. That is some good news.
So California's the worst, and it's getting worse every day, huh?
Well, drive by. It'll be just a drive by if you get through there now.
Okay.
Bust a cap in your ass up there now. Up in here.
Hey, so, hey, did you see the thing that the NBA is going to not force the vaccine on players? They say if you get the vaccine, you're able to, like, hang around people. Is this going to be the beginning of this? I mean, really, it's already done, but I feel like this. I talked to a girl that's in the WNBA the other day, like today, and she said that they're forcing them to take it. Like, why are they forcing the people to take the vaccine? Because they just have no other, they're trying to get their control back, and is this over with?
Well, it ain't getting over with. They're trying to run something. The same reason why the teacher's not teaching the kids in school when they could sit home on their ass and draw a check for nothing, why would you? So now they're going to force it. They'll soon have it be where you have to take a vaccine to get on an airplane.
Yeah,
and then you just keep going and keep going keep going until then they have a big die-off, and they're going to say, we didn't know it would kill a nigga. We didn't know it would kill a nigga. If we didn't know it would kill a nigga, we wouldn't give it to him. Now, yeah, we wouldn't have done that, but too late now, they're dead, so it's okay. Dead lives matter too, Jack.
Yeah, dead lives. Okay. What are the 49 tables?
Why do you ask?
So, I was reading, I was on, and I'm going to read a quote. So, I am therefore to instruct and inform you according to the doctrine delivered, which is contained in 49 tables. What do the 49 tables represent? Like?
The references.
The references referring from what, though? Like, what is it referring to? What are people referring from?
Typically degrees of separation or degrees of wantonness.
Okay. All right. So
Jack, in the chapter 23, there's 49 divisions.
Oh, yeah, that's what this quote. I couldn't remember where I fucking got this quote from, and I wrote it down. I had this in my notes from a long time to ask Ion. That's where it is. It's from chapter 23. Yeah, you're right, because I haven't
read
it. So I'm going to
read
all
the Bible.
We thought
you
were quoting the Bible. Hold on, we thought you were asking from the front. We knew that's where it was from. We were asking what it applied to. You just want to know where you knew it from. Okay, sorry. We digress.
No, I wanted to know what it applied to first as well, because I couldn't remember where I fucking wrote, why I wrote this quote. So now I know. So now I'm going to go to the next sentence. It says, in 49 voices or callings, which are the natural keys to open those, not 49, but 48, for one is not to be open. Is that, it's like the 18 keys? And I know you said the 19th key is the death angel. Is that referring to like the same thing, the 49 and the 48? Or is it something totally different?
It is. It does refer to it and a little bit more. There's a little bit more in that level. There's a little more. It's a little more, there's more aspect to it. There's more to it than just the death angel.
What else is more to it?
We never said we ain't saying that. So you ain't gonna get it. You don't want that. You don't want that.
Okay, yeah, I don't want that.
You don't want that because otherwise you'd know it and then you'd be responsible for it. You can't work. You're doing good keeping your shit together right now.
Okay.
And you are doing good. By the way, you are doing good at keeping your shit together right now. So that's good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm engaged with, shit, I'm talking to Bob, and shit, we got to talk to you last time. What the fuck? I'm still mind-blown about that. I think about it a lot.
You're doing the right thing. Every time you're in the right way, the right thing, that can always occur. It can always happen, you see, because you're doing more than you know. That's the fun. Pissing people off, we just love it when you piss people off. That just tickles us to death.
Why am I pissing people off? From the truth?
Because they can't do what you do, and they don't know why.
Okay. Got it.
And why you think your shit don't stink? Why you think your shit don't stink?
Speak, learn from me.
Yeah, for sure. I'm about to say, from Bob and I, from you and Bob, Ion, and Carolyn. Shit, we got
the three greatest narcissists, megalomaniacs on the planet. It's going to rub off on Jack a little bit.
Yeah. Mercy. Well, I didn't mean to embrace all that.
All right, so the next line says, "But you shall understand these 19 calls are the calls or entrances into the knowledge of the mystical tables." So these, the 19 calls, are they referring to the 18 keys and the 19th key, which is the death angel? Is that that's what these 19 calls are?
One of them is, yes.
Okay. So I'm just trying to understand, in the book of Revelation, it talks about 49 tables and 48, and then the keys are 19 and 18. Like, why doesn't it say 19 and 18 in 23rd Revelation? Are there 30 more are 30 more keys out there or something?
No, they're references.
Okay.
They did it in the reference part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that you're like sitting back, you're number two. I don't want to say number two, but Bob's like in control.
Oh shit! We're nothing. We might be a little dot of the tech body, but we'll see how that goes.
So does that mean that human creators, gods, have more like power in them, because now you're nothing, you're like in the nothingness, which like the mystery landscape, the mystery world? So do we have more access?
Try that on and see how it fits.
How do I try it on?
Do you have a black mirror?
Yep, I have one.
What do you see when you look into the black mirror?
Well, when it's black, I see a black screen. I just turned the screen off. I see myself now. I just got my hair cut, so yeah. I'm looking at my...
Yeah, that's good. It's tight. You got it tight. That's good. They let you line in straight. I mean, whoever been doing it ain't been getting the line in straight. You know that, right?
I know. I just got it today. I got it right today.
God damn. Man, that's fucked up. Man, wear $1,000 pair of shoes and can't get a line put in his head right. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But we didn't want to say nothing, but damn. You know.
I already knew it was fucked up. I knew it. I finally found a good Barbie today. But yeah, so how do you step into you almost? How do you, we all have black mirrors, and you say you're a little dot of the tech body.
You're more powerful, way more powerful than we'll ever be. Marvelous, but here's the rub. We control what you see and don't see.
Mm-hmm.
See how that's problematic?
Are you the tech body talking right now, though? Is that you talking, or is that Ion?
Probably a good chance it is.
You control. So if you control what we see, can we control what you see if we're more powerful than you?
Well, you certainly should be able to, shouldn't you? Good luck with that. Okay. Seems reasonable to us.
I mean, you say it so easily, like we're way more powerful than you, but it's also...
Well, you are. You are. You're amazing. We can't get over your prowess. It sustains us better than life itself. It's amazing.
Okay. So, Jermaine
poking you saying, watch him, you better watch out, you're getting into it, getting into it. That's what Jermaine thinks. She's saying, easy now, easy.
Right, I want to go all the way into that. I want to go all the way right down and through there and feel that power. Like, I feel bits and pieces, but how do we jump into that shit? How do I get into it?
How do I try it on? Okay. Have you ever shot any b-ball?
Yes.
Once or twice, maybe?
Yeah, I've done it a few times in my life.
Okay. that, you know, that 3-point shot you get from the left flank, the 3-pointer from the left flank that you can just kind of drop them and you drop them and you drop them.
Yep.
Left flank and you just kind of do it. How did it feel the first time you landed that shot?
How did it feel the first time I landed that shot? It felt good. I mean,
without,
good when it goes
without double dribbling.
The first time, like, I hit it, I mean, it felt like I could do it over again. It was like,
I've just hit the impossible. And then when you start doing it 15 and 20 times, then it becomes normal. But if you was to start shooting and missing, you'd think something's wrong. You'd think, oh my God, the Spirit of God has left my body because now I can't make that simple three-point shot, which is not a simple shot. You know that, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, to me, it's not. It's simple now, but I guess it's not to the average person. You're right.
That's the point.
Because I practiced.
Okay.
Because I practiced.
Well, no, you most certainly did not practice. If you practice and miss it, you'd still be missing it. No, practice makes practice. Perfect practice makes perfect. So you've mastered it. You didn't practice it. You mastered it. There's a difference.
Okay.
I could put you in there on the piano and let you beat yourself to death and you'd be practicing, but it wouldn't make you any better a pianist.
Yeah, it's true.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. Okay, good. Now go ahead.
So how do I create perfect practice to get closer to you?
You're doing it. You're engaging. You're finding what your limitations might include. They don't have to include it, but they might include it.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice we said include, not occlude. You know what an occlusion is?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, I'll make you look it up, but what I'm going to do, it's when something obscures your view. You can have an occluded diamond, which is a big black spot in the middle of a diamond. It's like an imperfection or a flaw, an occlusion, something blocking your point of vision or sightedness.
So is that what the tech body does?
It does. Mm-hmm. Probably very. We wouldn't say we. We're not really sure, but probably very, very, very good at it, Jack.
Yeah.
Likely.
So, okay, well, so I,
you know,
you say,
you know what the tech body can do? Tech body can take $500,000 worth of shit from you, change the lock, give you proof you got the lock, and you don't even, they say you ain't never even been there before in your life.
Scott,
how about that? That's some shit. That's some shit, ain't it?
That's some bullshit. That's not some shit.
What you gonna do? Here's the rub. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you gonna go beef with them. Okay. Go beef with them. That's good. They don't know how the hell. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't know. How they supposed to know? They don't know. See the rub? And that's what we're talking about from this perspective. And that's why we're saying you are so much more powerful than we.
Mm-hmm. So is it more like...
We do drive the narrative. We do drive the narrative. You're right. You're always right if you know the right question.
Mm-hmm. So you drive the narrative. So I guess as a God, you just have to have gratitude on whatever the narrative that's being driven. And if you have gratitude...
Well, at some point, we get to set the narrative because you're not. See, at some point, we get to set the narrative because... But if you set the narrative, it's set. You see, hey.
How does a God set the narrative? Through the tech body or through their mind?
How do you make that 3-point shot consistently, morning, noon, or night?
I perfected it.
Got it. You control the power that completes the task at bay. And that's not even foreign or odd for you.
Mm-hmm. Control the power. Okay. And is this power have to do with the keys and airs, or is it more just my personal power? And just
keys and airs. Keys and airs are how you make the angels do your shooting for you, baby.
Okay. But I could do the shooting, too, as well.
You can do the shooting better than they. That's just when you don't want to be bothered. You want them. That's when you want them to press off your clothes, and you don't want to.
Got it. Okay. All right. I don't want to keep like going. I know some people just talk to be talking. I think I'm good. I want to just sit back and think about this. My biggest thing was, how do I become closer to you? Well, non-physical in my, which is my non-physical. That's my
base. Well, what you want? You want ion. Is what you're wanting. And we're trying to tell you what the steps you got to sidestep the tech body, because now you actually have a nemesis. The tech body can take you out.
Mm-hmm.
In a second. Now. They couldn't before, but now they can. Because y'all have been playing your dope-ass, bitch-ass games till you got yourself sideways, till you're going to put the country of China in charge of your damn world, and we'll see how that works out. You'll see.
Got it. Oh, okay. Question. What is the product that the people want? What do I need to create that the people want? Because I remember you said that last week. I
create something. Inexpensive caskets,
So create inexpensive caskets. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you like books? Wholesale to the public.
Wholesale caskets. Okay. Do you like books?
No, we don't like books. Well, no, that's not fair. JW likes books. They're good, but now you know, it's so funny. He really is fond of those by the books by the yard. Those are like antique leather bound, mostly written in French, that have the old leather bindings that have a nice patina, so you can fill up a bookshelf. So you can have you know how people buy, dead people's pictures at auctions and they call it instant ancestors? Well, you can buy books by the yard and make you an avid avant-garde, nouveau riche reader with a ton of expensive leather bound books in your library. So yes, books are great for decorating purposes.
Okay, what about for kids?
They should never take up the art.
Got it. Okay. How many double helix strands do I have on my body right now?
Several.
Can you give me a number?
You better talk to Ion, because we're probably not going to be too straight with you about that, because why do we want you to know that?
Oh, yeah, it's true. So how do I talk to Ion? Should I talk to Ion on the show? Like, who? Ion, what's Ion? Can I see the Ion? Well, I mean, the tech body's going to fuck with me. Well, Ion. Mm-hmm. Ion, how many double helix strands?
Are you through with us?
Are you tech body?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what the black mirror is now and how to work it? Do you need some pointers? We got an app for that. We gonna put out an app.
I do need pointers.
We got an app. Don't worry about it. Okay. On your ISO, on your next download, you know, does it automatically? We got a little something for you. You gonna like that. That'd be great. You gonna be so happy. It's gonna be great. Yeah. It's automatic. It's buried in the 37th layer of your newest update.
Okay. And what does it do?
We didn't say. It's a surprise.
Okay. Everybody, can you bring Ion back, please?
Are you sure you threw this? We're going to teach you how to use your lucky box.
What's the best way to sell something through the Lookie Box?
I take it away from them. People only want what they can't have. The only reason they want it is because they can't have it. If you got pussy, the last thing you want is pussy, because you got it.
So lie.
How do you sell porn on the internet? We don't know. Nobody's paying for it except for Bob. He's the last person on the planet that pays for porn. It's the craziest thing ever. We don't understand why.
Is it better porn?
I don't think of it. You know, it don't matter how you do it, it comes out about the same. I'm just saying, unless you got the Cirque du Soleil, but you can see that at Cirque du Soleil. Or if you're needing a nice hermaphrodite, you might get it kinky, like something with a pony or a good-looking man fucking a goat. You know, I guess that might do something. I don't know. I really don't know. But it's there. It's available. Don't think it ain't available. But the point is not, that is not the point. The point is that you've come to a place to where you have to learn to navigate by what is, okay? And see, now everything is about culture, some kind of cancel culture, Me Too movement. Pick a goddamn thing, and it'll last for 9 seconds, and then they'll get preachy, and then they'll holler, and then they come to find out they were doing the same thing. Then it falls away, then it's something else. Those things can't come up out of nowhere and become a great big thing without a great deal of impetus. That always comes from us. So what you're asking for is you want some impetus from the tech body to get your shit seen. That may cause a controversy. Don't think it may not, because it might. But don't ever waste a good catastrophe. Good gracious, no.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste it. Don't waste it.
So what's the best way to create the impetus?
We tell you, find something they can't have and let them have that. The thing they can't have, that's what they want.
Find something they can't have and let them have that. Is that what you said, right?
Then that's what they want.
So basically you're saying, say something, it's not
there. Don't
let
them have it.
Don't let them have it and then let them have it.
You put out an ad. Caskets. None available.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know. Caskets. Wholesale to the public. $18.95. Back ordered. Currently out of stock. Get on the waiting list so you don't have to wait if you need one. Would you like to be on the waiting list after you decide, are you dearly departed and then do the Vitamita Vegemin, the Lucille Ball? Do you poop out at parties? Do you need a casket when you're dead? Do you try to kill your husband for 15 years and you finally kill the son of a bitch and can't find a good quality casket for a good price just for you? It's good.
So basically the narrative is not to push something that you have, it's to push people to something that they can't have. Like, so basically you put an ad out and say, nothing's available. Check back in with us what it is.
You got the point, Jack. Stop it.
Yes. All right, good. All right.
Okay. All right. Just imitate the fucking ad.